there a specific place in the Bible where the Bible warns about eating the wrong spiritual food? That's the question we're going to answer today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our international radio broadcast, where we have been talking over the past several programs about being lost and not recognizing when one is lost. You're welcome, by the way, to listen to those radio broadcasts of the past simply by going to our website, www.walkinginpower.org, O-R-G. Click on radio broadcasts at the top toolbar on the homepage and select the program that you want to listen to online. You can also download those programs. And I might mention while we are at it that there are numerous books and free audio tapes that are downloadable that you can keep by downloading into your My Documents ebook or My Documents audio files, where you can listen to them or read them in the future. And they're yours for free, so help yourself. We hope you enjoy them, and I hope that they are a blessing to you. You can also listen to them freely online or read the books freely online if you so choose. Remember the site, www.walkinginpower.org. Well, we like to bring the Word of God to the peoples of the world to let them know what God's position is in regard to how we should walk our lives. Over the past several weeks, we have been talking about knowing if we are saved or not saved, and you ask the question, saved from what? And the answer to that is from sin, from self, and from the consequences of dying unsaved, and that is to be trapped in the outer darkness of space and time. Now, the scripture tells us very clearly that man is a sinner and cannot save himself, that God's tolerance of sin is zero, and therefore man has a problem that can only be solved by receiving salvation that only God can perform for man, and which God has performed for man through his divine Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit in substance, in manifestation, and who has gone to the cross, the altar of sacrifice, and spilled his shed blood, the blood sacrifice which Father God has always required through history to wash away man's sins. And that salvation is a free gift received by inviting Jesus Christ personally into your heart by trust, and then trusting that he works his promises in you and through you and brings you home to the glory of heaven. It's an interesting thing that this same Son mentioned in the Tanakh, the Old Testament, is mentioned in that very scripture, the Old Testament, that is the scripture followed by the Jews, followed by the Muslims, and followed by Christians alike. But all three have to heed what it says. And you cannot ignore scriptures which are part of your background, whether you're a Jew or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Buddhist. All scripture is divinely inspired. That is, all scripture of the Holy Bible and of the Old Testament and the New Testament that make up that Bible. That alone is the divine revelation of God according to what it says about itself. And I might add that you have to consider that it is ancient and goes back far beyond the scriptures of the Hindus or the scriptures of the Buddhists or the scriptures of the Muslims. The book of Job, the oldest book of the Bible, is regarded as being over 5,000 years old. Now, listen to me, my friends. God has a way, and that way is defined in the Holy Writ, the Holy Bible. And if we will heed God, treat it as a revelation, and walk in it as a revelation from God to man, then we will see that it works and it proves itself, because it is the only revelation that there is from God. But wait a minute. Let me just say something to our Jewish friends and something to our Muslim friends as a reminder to them. Keep in mind that in both faiths, their roots are traced to Father Abraham, and that part of their scriptures are the Torah, that is the first five books of the Bible of the Old Testament, and the Tanakh, the entire Old Testament. Now, as a matter of fact, to our Muslim friends, not only do you read the Quran, but also your scholars follow the Old Testament, the Tanakh, and believe that that is part of your scriptures, as well as the Psalms and the Torah and the Gospel of Matthew of the New Testament. Those are all Muslim holy writ or scriptures. Now, the problem is that some Muslims will present a discussion or a counter-argument that the Quran takes precedence over the others, and that the Tanakh, the Gospel of Luke, the Psalms, etc., are secondary scriptures. And I would submit to you, my friends, no, because if they are all divinely inspired by God and all given by God, they are all equally important and must all be read, giving service and respect and honor to the truths which they reveal. Now, that's going to cause some intellectual problems for some of our Muslim friends, because the Quran says some things which are contrary to the Tanakh and to the Gospel of Luke. And so, therefore, that creates a problem which only they can resolve, asking the Holy Spirit to show them the truth, and the Holy Spirit will. And I can't go into that today because I don't have time to do that. But I do want to discuss the issue of being saved, and to discuss that issue of being saved from the viewpoint of what the Tanakh tells us or warns us about. Because remember, the Old Testament, or the Tanakh, means Old Covenant. God is a God of covenant, relationship, not religion. Now catch that, it's important. God is not a God of religion. He is a God of covenant, of relationship. And the word New Testament means new covenant. New covenant by grace, God's favor through trusting Him, that's faith, grace through faith, paying the price for man's sins by the shed blood of Christ Jesus. Now that's not religion, that's covenant. Covenant means a relationship between two people without a middleman. So when I ask you, are you lost and do not know it, my point to you is that you cannot be saved and go to God the Father and to His heaven through religion, because the Tanakh has to be treated equally with all other scriptures of revelation, and only those scriptures which are divinely inspired, and that is the Bible alone and the Tanakh alone. And so, if we are to follow what God says, He warns us in the scripture about being lost and the need to be saved. And listen to what He says in Genesis 2:16-17. He was talking here to Adam and Eve. It reads, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Now, here's the point. God said that there were trees in the Garden of Eden. There was the tree of life, and there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in particular. And Jesus said, that is by the Holy Spirit, "Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you must not eat, for the day that you eat of that fruit, you will surely die." Now, here is the point. There were many trees, but the two most important were the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life. Now, what does the tree of life represent? The tree of life represents Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one of God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life. And in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but through me." So stop worrying about whether you're going to get excommunicated from this religion or that religion if you go to Jesus, because there is no church or no religion that has control over your salvation. Salvation is not dependent on a church. Salvation is not dependent on a religion. Salvation is dependent on a person who is a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ alone. So you don't have to worry if you walk away from this church or that religion as to whether you're going to lose your salvation, because it isn't what you're getting out of that's important. It's what you're getting into that's important. And you are getting into covenant relationship with the Savior of all men. 1 Timothy 4:10, consider Jesus Christ the Savior of all men, especially those who believe, it says in our New Testament scripture. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That salvation is in a person, and his name is Jesus, Son of the Father, the only God who doesn't want you dead and killed because you've been labeled as an infidel, but who wants not only every Jew and every Muslim in heaven, but wants you in heaven with them. Now that's greater than any God that they describe, whoever they are out there. He offers salvation to all men because God loves all men, because all men are his creation, and he loves his creation. In John 3:16, we read, God so loved the world. That's his creation and all the men in it. It says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him shall be saved. Whosoever. That means whosoever is a Hindu, whosoever is a Buddhist, whosoever is a Muslim, whosoever is a Christian, whosoever is a Jew. God loves his salvation, and he wants to save all men, and he will through the Lord Christ Jesus, but it has to be his way. And that way is covenant, entering into personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who extends his hand and his salvation to you regardless of your faith. It is a prophecy of the Tanakh in Joel 2:28 that in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. All flesh. That means Muslim flesh. That means Buddhist flesh. That means Hindu flesh. That means Christian flesh. That means Jewish flesh. That means animist flesh. That means the flesh of all of the peoples of the world, including those who are in jungles and in isolated lands where they have never heard the name of the Lord Christ Jesus. It will be revealed to them by the Holy Spirit of God, and he will reach out to touch all of them. Will you receive? Will you invite him into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior, so that he may demonstrate to you that there is something far greater than religion? Religion is impotent and religion is powerful. Correction, Mikey, erase that. And religion is powerless. And religion controls people and makes them slaves to men and the ideas of men, because religion is founded upon theology, what man says God says, and not upon revelation, getting the revelation directly from God through the Word, which stands out at you and grabs your heart when you come into a realization of a revelation from God himself. Oh yes, it's quite a different thing. Religion is Phariseeism. It's what the Jewish Pharisaical priests did to control the people. Kept rules and regulations which they themselves couldn't keep, Jesus said. Oh yes, notice what Jesus says. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, For in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. That means spiritually and physically. Okay, what is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Well, it says, this is good, and that is evil. And it's what man says, God says, theology. This is good and that's evil, do this and don't do that. Oh, that's good and this is evil, do that and don't do this. And you know what will happen to you? It will be a matter of time and you will be walking a faith walk of self-effort, trying to do what is right and not do what is wrong, trying to avoid what is wrong, trying to keep a faith walk under your own strength, under your own determination. And what that does is it causes you to build rules and regulations of what you can do and what you cannot do. And what will happen is that creates religion. Rules and regulations is what religion is. But God is a God of love who in relationship, in personal relationship with you and me, pushes religion aside and he says, empty yourself, a vessel for my use, and let me infill you with my Holy Spirit. I will witness the word of God to your heart, and I will quicken you by my Spirit and make you a new creation, and I will live my life in you and through you so that you keep the word by my Spirit, witnessing to the word to your conscience, Romans 8:16, his Spirit witnesses to our spirit, and letting God indwell us by giving him permission to come into us is what creates the covenant, the relationship, which permits a new kind of faith walk in which you don't have to worry about self-effort or whether you're going to make it or not, because when you are in covenant, God works in you and through you to bring you home in glory, and he does all the work. Philippians 2:13, it is God who is at work in you to do his will and good pleasure. Psalm 138, verse 8, he will perfect all things concerning me. Who will do it? He will do it. 1 Peter 5:10, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, the God of all grace, he will perfect, strengthen, settle, and perfect you. Who will do it? He will do it. Oh, yes. There is quite a difference, my friend, between eating from the tree of life and eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which will cause you to die spiritually because it is rules and regulations. You are trying to save yourself and earn heaven by your own effort, but you are imperfect. The scripture said, I am imperfect as well. The scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The scripture says the requirement to get in heaven is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we can't do it. We need a Savior. And he must do it by covenant, not from the tree of life, not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, not through religion, but through relationship. And by doing so, he works his work in you and through you to perfect you, to make you spiritually mature, to bring you home to him, that you may love all men and that you may love them all equally because they are God's creation. Who are we to hate men in the name of God when God loves his creation? That is silliness. That is contradictory to the Tanakh, to the New Testament of the Scripture, and it is contradictory to the conscience of all men, where God witnesses. Oh, yes, not religion, but relationship. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, one with the true living God, who can lead you into the fullness of the Holy Spirit and into the blessing of relationship? If you do not, this is your chance, my friend. Listen to me. Don't give up this chance. The time is short and Jesus is coming very, very, very soon. Pray this prayer aloud with me right now, will you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, willing to turn from your sins, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church, get water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized, and get into Christian community where people can teach you these very scriptures that we talked about today, and can teach you the truth of the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never be the same, because the first evidence of Jesus' presence is changed attitudes. If you have an attitude change from what you have heard, Jesus has just touched you. God bless you. Talk to you more next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.